Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day, with 397,588 views on Thursday, the 3rd of August 2017. Our article of the day is Dolores del Rio. Dolores del Rio, Spanish pronunciation, Dolores del Rio, born Maria de los Dolores Sansolo López Negrete, August 3, 1904, April 11, 1983, was a Mexican actress who was the first major female Latin American crossover star in Hollywood, with a career in American films in the 1920s and 1930s. She was also considered one of the more important female figures of the golden age of Mexican cinema in the 1940s and 1950s. Del Rio is remembered as one of the most beautiful faces of the cinema in her time. Her long and varied career spanned silent film, sound film, television, stage and radio. After being discovered in Mexico by the filmmaker Edwin Garu, she began her film career in 1925. She had roles in a series of successful silent films like What Price Glory? 1926, Resurrection? 1927, and Ramona? 1928. During this period she came to be considered a sort of feminine version of Rudolph Valentino, a female Latin lover. With the advent of sound, she acted in films that included Bird of Paradise, 1932, Flying Down to Rio, 1933, Madame Du Barry, 1934, and Journey into Fear, 1943. In the early 1940s, when her Hollywood career began to decline, Del Rio returned to Mexico and joined the Mexican film industry, which at that time was at its peak. When Del Rio returned to her native country, she became one of the more important promoters and stars of the golden age of Mexican cinema. A series of films, including Wildflower, 1943, Maria Candelaria, 1943, Las Abandonadas, 1944, Bugambilia, 1944, and The Unloved Woman, 1949, are considered classic masterpieces and helped boost Mexican cinema worldwide. Del Rio remained active in Mexican films throughout the 1950s. She also worked in Argentina and Spain. In 1960 she returned to Hollywood. During the next years she appeared in Mexican and American films. From the late 1950s until the early 1970s she also successfully ventured into theater in Mexico and appeared in some American television series. Del Rio performed her final screen appearance in 1978. After a period of inactivity and ill health, Del Rio died in 1983 at the age of 78. Dolores Del Rio is a mythical figure in Latin America and is considered representative, par excellence, of the feminine face of Mexico in the whole world. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:29 UTC on Friday, the 4th of August 2017. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Dolores del Rio. This podcast is produced by Arbulus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Arbulus May Productions also produces Curmudgeon's Corner, a weekly current events podcast where the hosts discuss whatever is hot in the news each week. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Geraint. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find our archive and our sister podcasts Random Wiki of the Day and Featured Wiki of the Day at wikioftheday.com. Subscribe and tell your friends to listen as well.